Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal for all His blessings, and we send abundance of peace and blessings upon His most exalted creation, the peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. Jiha, once again you are watching our program called Beacon of Guidance. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in today's program we are going to extract life lessons from the life of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Pir Ali Pir Dastagir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Since we live in a world today that is drowning in confusion, chaos and corruption, many of us feel lost in this dunya, dear viewers. Families are breaking apart, youth are chained by addictions, Allahu Akbar. People are running after money and fame yet remain empty inside. So we scroll for hours on screens but still feel lonely. We wear the mask of happiness on social media, yet our hearts are crying in silence. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the miserable state of our times, dear viewers. We have more technology, more comfort, more wealth than any generation ever before. Yet we are most restless and stressed and spiritually bankrupt community and society of today. Allahu Akbar. And in the darkness, when the soul cries out for guidance, Allah Azza wa Jalla has preserved for us the shining examples of the beloved friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the awliya Allah. Among them stands one of the greatest wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the reviver of his time, the crown of saints, yani Sultanul Awliya, Ghawthul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So his life is not just a story of the past, but rather it is a roadmap for the present, subhanallah. He faced challenges, temptations and struggles, but through truthfulness, through his sacrifices, his humility, patience and love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he rose to become a guide for millions and will remain as a guide until the day of judgment, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So the Quran Kareem has mentioned very clearly, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, the stories are a lesson for people of understanding. يعني the story of the prophets, عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Stories of the pious predecessors, the righteous people. These stories that are mentioned in the Holy Quran Park are lessons for the people of understanding. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So today, let us take timeless lessons from the life of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and use them to heal and to fix our broken state, inshallah, azza wa jalla, our miserable condition. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we hope that you have enjoyed the previous programs. So as we scroll and as we go through his blessed lifestyle, subhanallah, we learn one of the famous waqiyas and stories when Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a little child and his mother had sent him from Jilan to Baghdad to study ilm-e-deen. On the way, a bandit and robbers stopped the caravan of Sarkari Baghdad, Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. All of the people were looted, they were plundered, and they left Ghawsi Pak thinking that he is a small child. But finally, when he was searched, or when he was asked, "Do you have anything on you?" Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, in his youthful days, being honest and truthful about his situation, mentioned, "Yes, I have 40 dinars stitched in the pocket of my clothes, of my qamis, my shirt. I have 40 dinars inside it." And when they searched Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, they did discover that they were 40 dinars, upon which when they asked him, "Why did you speak the truth and not lie? For speaking the truth has caused for you to also be robbed like others." Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali mentioned something so profound. And he said to those robbers that I made a sincere promise to my mother that I would never, ever lie. And I cannot afford to break this promise I had made to my mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, in a world full of lies and fake lives, truthfulness is our shield. Subhanallah. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spoke the truth, and this truth touched the heart of those robbers. In fact, the chief robber from all of them repented. All of them repented, subhanallah, upon the hands of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this is a beautiful example we learn from the life of Sarkari Baghdad, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His honesty touched the robber's heart and led them to repentance. Can you imagine, subhanallah? Thus Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. O believers, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and be with the truthful ones. A command of Allah Azza wa Jalla for us to be with those who speak the truth. Ek hadith sunte hain, subhanallah. The beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith, hold on to the truth, because the truth leads to righteousness and righteousness leads to Jannah. A man continues speaking the truth and striving for truth until he is written before Allah Azza wa Jalla as a very truthful person, yani Siddiq. And the beloved Nabi says, beware of lying, for lying leads to sin and sin leads to the fire. A man continues to lie and striving for falsehood until he is written before Allah Azza wa Jalla as a great liar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the prophetic nature. Look at the akhlaq of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, he is as our role model. Subhanallah, the best examples can be found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Kareem has praised his impeccable character. And there's beautiful narrations of it is also mentioned the truthful and the trustworthy nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recognized even by his enemies, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Even when they encircled his house in Makkah al-Mukarramah, intending to assassinate the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not fear that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even mishandle their valuables, which they had deposited in trust to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, even when the Rasul of Allah azza wa jalla was forced to migrate to Madinatul Munawwara, he was forced to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah, he at that moment in time appointed Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem to return the items to their rightful owners. Allahu Akbar. Truthfulness, honesty was ingrained in the prophetic character, and its light and radiance beamed on the blessed countenance, driving people to completely trust the beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even if they had only known him for a few moments, then too they would have trusted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many examples to prove this, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is actually Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who reflected the qualities and the attributes of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honesty and truthfulness is the basis of Islam, dear viewers. How can we ever let go of such timeless examples of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the awliya salihin and Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, dear viewers? It's a roadmap to the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a way back to the basics. Become truthful. Stop covering up. Stop lying. Stop cheating, deceiving. If we will stop this, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will find nur and light in our hearts. For the sake of the most truthful one, who is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us all become truthful, dear viewers, in our actions, in our words, in our day-to-day life. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states so beautifully,
sab se aula aala hamara nabi, sab se bala aala hamara nabi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peer ke peer Roshan Zamir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he endured hunger and hardship to seek sacred knowledge, dear viewers. He himself states, at times I would coil onto the ground due to the hunger and starvation. Others would come to the wastelands or the place where I would be picking up whatever I would find on my way, breaking the leaves and grass from the trees, from the ground. And when I would find others in more need of what I am looking for, if they were fruits or whatever I have found, I would leave this for the destitutes, for those who are much more deserving than I was. Yet he states, I was at that time in such a situation that I will coil onto the ground with hunger. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to knowledge and ilm. So on this path here, firstly, we need to understand that Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi endured hardships, difficulties. It didn't come overnight. Let's listen to what the Quran Pak states about those who have ilm adeen. For those who seek the knowledge of Islam, the Quran Pak states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ
Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise the ranks of the excellent believers among you and those who have been given knowledge. So your ranks will be raised for the people who are people of excellence, excellent believers. Subhanallah, and among those who have been given knowledge and ilm, Allah will raise their maqam. Allah will rise them. Allah will increase them in their darajat, in their ilm and knowledge, in their maqamat. Subhanallah. So knowledge is not for pride, but to reform hearts and guide others, dear viewers. Ilm adeen is there for you to find the righteous path. You should know, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has also mentioned in his famous qasidah, Qasidah Ghawthiya, he states, درست العلم حتى صرت قطبا ونلت السعد من مولى الموالي. He states, I studied direct ilm and knowledge until I became a kutub, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, ونلت السعد من مولى الموالي, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I achieved the stations of felicity. So subhanallah, seeking ilm adeen is one thing, and he does not take the credit even after seeking ilm adeen. He does not depend on his knowledge which made him a kutub, but rather he states, it is through the grace and mercy of Allah. By the grace of Allah, I achieve the station of felicity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A person cannot become pious without knowing the ethics of worship, of correctly executing the fundamental duties of salah, dear viewers. Whether it is salah, whether it is zakat, whether it is hajj, nikah, divorce, or all the other rules and regulations stipulated by the sacred sharia, it is incumbent, it is important upon you and I to seek ilm adeen. Or else, how do we execute all of these fara'id, dear viewers? So it is incumbent upon the person to first know all these sciences before he can progress in the mystical realm. Subhanallah, if you want to attain taqwa and piety, you want to attain proximity and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm adeen is very, very important. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not choose an ignorant person as his wali. So it is a condition. Every wali is definitely an alim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Every wali is an alim, but every alim is not necessarily a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definitely blessed with the ilm and knowledge. And this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers. Let's listen to some narrations regarding knowledge itself. Subhanallah, just for some motivation, because this is what Ghawse Pak has taught us. Subhanallah, subhanallah, knowledge, acquiring ilm and knowledge for a short period of time is better than performing qiyam throughout the night. Qiyam means to stand in salah. Just learning little ilm adeen is better than standing in ibadat, in worship, the entire night. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith, it is stated, knowledge is superior to worship. Knowledge is the life blood of Islam and a pillar of the religion. Another hadith states, Islamic scholars are the lambs of the earth and the hairs of the blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. One hadith states, knowledge continues to benefit man even after his demise, after his passing away, his death, dear viewers. This is the power of ilm. When your money and your wealth could not aid you in the qabr and akhirah, ilm adeen will help you, dear viewers. An Islamic jurist is heavier on shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. This hadith can be found in Tirmizi Sharif. Subhanallah. Gathering of knowledge are the gardens of paradise. How mubarak and how blessed are those gatherings in which ilm adeen is parted, is taught, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Another beautiful hadith in Tirmizi Sharif states, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes path to paradise easy for the one who walks on the path seeking ilm adeen. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith, on the day of judgment, the ink of the Islamic scholars and the blood of martyrs will be weighed. So the ink will dominate the blood of the martyrs. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything seeks forgiveness for an Islamic scholar. Even fish in the sea pray for forgiveness for them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another hadith, to sit in the company of an Islamic scholar is an act of worship. Hi, hi, hi. Revere, yani respect Islamic scholars as they are the heirs of the blessed prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. The dwellers of paradise will need Islamic scholars in Jannah as well. Yani people in Jannah will be in need of Islamic scholars. Just as you are in need of an alim in the world, in the akhirah as well, Allah Kareem will make you in need of them. You will make mashwara with them, subhanallah. Another hadith states, Islamic scholars are like the stars in the sky by means of which the way is found in the darkness of lands and waters. Allah, Allah, Allah. Another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, on the day of judgment, after the blessed prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, Islamic scholars will also intercede on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So those who acquire Islamic knowledge and revere and honor and respect Islamic scholars gain these blessings. On the other hand, those who have no Islamic knowledge and show disrespect to Islamic scholars are deprived of divine mercy, dear viewers. Allah Kareem hame nek banaye, ilm-e-deen seekhne wala banaye. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All of this are also learned in the life of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Aage badhte hain, subhanallah. Since we are using this as a roadmap to the teachings of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, back to the basics and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another beautiful example that we learn from the life of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he protected himself. He always defeated the tricks and the traps of the devil of shaitan. Allahu Akbar. When shaitan appeared in a false light claiming to be Allah Azza wa Jalla, Astaghfirullah, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, exposed the lie with knowledge and faith. Subhanallah. Beautiful, beautiful example. And I would like to mention this for the sake of barakah and blessing, subhanallah, so that we understand how shaitan is behind each one of us. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was traveling in the wildness and he was very thirsty. Suddenly a cloud appeared above his head and rain droplets began to fall from the cloud. It is stated that Ghaus opened his mouth facing the sky and took some rain droplets into his blessed mouth. Subhanallah, this quenched his thirst. Then suddenly a light appeared and a voice called out, "O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord and I am pleased with you. I now make the forbidden permissible for you." The Ghaus of his time thought for a while that wahi and revelation has ceased after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how come this new law for me especially? He instantly read out aloud, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. I seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from the accursed devil." As soon as he read this, the light turned into darkness and the accursed devil appeared saying, "Oh Abdul Qadir, Oh Ghaus-e-Azam, your knowledge has saved you from my deception." So this was the first trap of the devil and shaitan. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "You wanted to mislead me again for the second time? It is not my knowledge that saved me. It is my Rabb's mercy that has saved me. It is the grace and the mercifulness of my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla that he has saved me. I would not trust my knowledge. Oh shaitan, it is the grace of Allah that he protected me from your tricks and from your deceptions." Allahu Akbar. And then shaitan had disappeared. Dear viewers of the Madani channel, not once, twice, several times shaitan tried to trick, tried to scare Ghaus-e-Pak, whether he was in namaz and whether he would be worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla at night. But how did he do this? Allahu Akbar. It's because he fought shaitan. Allah Kareem enabled him to perform this type of worship, dear viewers. And this is what we need to do, because the Quran states very beautifully, "Indeed, the devil is your enemy. Therefore, you should also take him as an enemy." Usko dost mat samjo. We are not even allowed to follow in the footsteps of the devil. Don't follow the footsteps of the devil. Take him to be your enemy, because he is your open enemy. The Quran even states that he instills hatred and enmity between people. Shaitan, shaitan, shaitan is the one who wants to mislead you and doesn't want to see you happy, dear viewers of Madani channel. So modern temptations and false ideologies are shaitan's traps. All this modern temptation that we get today and these ideologies that may come to our mind of new things that we want to do, dear viewers, sometimes it could be the traps of the devil. So we resist through Quran, Sunnah and the sound knowledge which Allah Kareem has granted us. And even the examples of the pious predecessors. How How Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala oppose the devil, you also oppose shaitan on a daily basis. Inshallah azza wa jalla, you will attain guidance. It is the shaitan which is the open enemy, Iblis, and then we have a hidden shaitan within us, which is our carnal desires. Both the shayateen never ever want to see a person repenting in the court of Allah, becoming pious, seeking Allah's closeness. Shaitan would never want you to be admitted into Jannah. He wants you to be unsuccessful in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. You and I will have to oppose shaitan until our final and last breath, because his koshish will be for you not to even leave this world as a Muslim. And your struggle will have to be that I leave this world as a Muslim. For as long as you live, and even when you are leaving from this dunya and world, dear viewers, may Allah Kareem make us leave with iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Azizu, ya Ghaffaru, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan entices people with the luxuries and temptations of the world to distract them from righteous deeds, dear viewers. Shaitan whispers into people's ears, sowing seeds of doubt and fear to corrupt their hearts and minds, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. If people resist in innovations, shaitan will try to lead them to major sins, such as abandoning prayers, by influencing respected individuals of our society to set bad examples. Allahu Akbar. For those who remain steadfast, shaitan tries to occupy them with permissible but unrewarding activities like eating, sleeping, and pursuing worldly affairs to prevent them from engaging in good deeds. Allah, Allah, Allah. These acts are unrewarding, meaning you are doing the permissible acts. Eating is permissible, sleeping is permissible, all of this is permissible, but he will make you become so heedless that you will make no niyat, no intentions. Why you eat food, why you sleep, why you talk, why you walk, why do you earn money? We have no niyat behind this because shaitan has made us lose our focus, dear viewers. We all are mainly focused about our reputation, about our statuses. Hi, hi, hi. So shaitan will always try to make sure that you have no thawab and reward. When a person is diligent, shaitan may prompt them to choose less virtuous actions over more rewarding and beneficial ones. Choose the lower option because there's lesser thawab here, because that's easier for you to perform. And the harder ones, he will motivate you never to perform those actions. So may Allah Kareem protect us from shaitan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla divert our attentions and our minds, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. There are many ways of strengthening our faith, dear viewers. There are many ways to protect ourselves from the traps of shaitan. Connect with Allah Azza wa Jalla by praying regularly and firmly believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your iman. Recite the Quran regularly as shaitan flees from the homes where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited, subhanallah. Recite verses of the Holy Quran such as Surah Falak, Surah Nas, to seek protection from shaitan on a daily basis. Even if Ayatul Kursi you recite, subhanallah. Perform salah. Shaitan cannot come between a person and their prayers, which strengthens a person and weakens shaitan's influence. Allahu Akbar. So be aware of shaitan's presence and methods, and be cautious of your actions and your thoughts. Shaitan will always try his level best to mislead you, to make you and to indulge you into that grave sin. But ye shaitan ka kaam hai. Aur bande ka kaam kya hai? Ki wo tawbatillah karta rahe. Every time his sin is committed, feel some remorse and regret. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the life of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was not only a great scholar and spiritual master, but also a man of immense generosity and compassion. This side of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is unparalleled. His service to humanity was consistent, sincere, and purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had a public kitchen, a langar khana in Baghdad, where food was prepared on a daily basis. The poor and the orphans, the travelers, and even the strangers would never go hungry from near his darbar, dear viewers. It is recorded that hundreds of people were fed every single day from his charity. It is also stated that his madrasa was not just a place of knowledge, but also a shelter for the needy. Students who had no money or family support were taken care of under his supervision. Allah, 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 Allah. This is his compassion and his generosity. His personality took interest in the well-being of orphans and widows. Many, many, many people would come to him for help, and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, would not turn them away, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. People came to him not only for physical needs, but also for spiritual and emotional support. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would listen to their problems, guide them with wisdom and pray for them, subhanallah. Aap logo ki zindagiyan yu badalte the, dear viewers. He would change their life by his nazar, by his sight. Kisi chor ko to wali bana diya, abdal bana diya. Koi bhi, jis bhi niyat se unke bargah mein aata ho. Even today, they need a full day of your Madani channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So he gave in such a way that it reflected the Quranic teaching, dear viewers.
إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا.
He was the manifestation and the reflection of this ayah, that they, yani the righteous, say to them, we give you food merely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We do not seek any reward or gratitude from you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So his giving was purely for Allah's sake, never to seek fame or reputation or wows and wonders from public, from people. He never wanted the thanks from people. It was only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As this verse says, subhanallah, we give you food merely for the sake of Allah, and we do not seek any reward or gratitude from you. We don't want the thanks from you. That is why we are giving you. Nah. The reason why we give you is because we want Allah to become happy. If this becomes our niyyah, that we have no expectation from public, from people, whatever we do is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust me, dear viewers, this sincerity will bring about more blessings and barakah and khair in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, because of his service, Baghdad Mu'alla, once filled with corruption and poverty, was spiritually uplifted. People began to see Islam as a religion of mercy and generosity and not just rituals. Allahu Akbar, his kitchen, his lodge, his madrasa, his place became a refuge of hope for the poor, for the oppressed, and for the hopeless people, dear viewers. So in an age where selfishness dominates, the examples of Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala reminds us that serving others is not optional. Jihad, it is the very essence of our deen. Whether through feeding the poor, helping the neighbor, supporting the students, or even giving time and a smile. Service for Allah Azza wa Jalla's sake is what purifies our wealth and our hearts. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's do this, because his examples are numerous, dear viewers of Madini channel. He endured hunger, loneliness, and hardship before Allah Azza wa Jalla had raised him. Subhanallah, his sermons, his lectures, his bayanat guided thousands through compassion, not harshness, dear views of Madini channel. Ghawthi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala is that personality that he feared no ruler or enemy, no person on this earth except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ingrained in him, dear viewers. His greatness was rooted in deep devotion and love and obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in conclusion, subhanallah, we say, the world around us is filled with dishonesty, arrogance, shamelessness, immoralities, heedlessness. But the life of our Ghawthul Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a shining light that shows us another way altogether, dear viewers. Be truthful when others lie. Be humble when others boast. Serve others when people are selfish. Worship Allah Azza wa Jalla when people are distracted. Love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when others may forget him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If we live by these lessons, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, our homes will find peace and sukoon, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Our hearts will find the nur and the light, and the ummah will regain this dignity once again, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. This is the mission of your Dawud Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Indeed, Ghawthul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala is not just a saint of Baghdad, but rather he is our guide and our roadmap and our light until the end of times, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Stay locked in tune with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, when hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.